At a press conference at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts on Tuesday, the New England Revolution announced they had taken advantage of an option in Major League Soccer called the Designated Player Rule, a.k.a. the David Beckham Rule, to add U.S. National Team midfielder Jermaine Jones to the team.
First, hello to everybody, and I'm happy to be here. Yeah, I'm ready to go, and I hope the coach will push me that I'll be ready for the game in Toronto.
The designated player rule permits MLS teams to pay select players more than the team's salary cap would otherwise allow. Over the remainder of this season and the next, Jermaine Jones will reportedly earn $4.7 million. Revolution president Brian Bilello feels the acquisition is one way New England can benefit from the enthusiasm generated by the U.S. team at the World Cup in Brazil.
There was a very specific and very focused energy around the U.S. national team, and I think that energy that you saw was because the fans of soccer in this country, they are our U.S. men's national teams. They support this country's national team in a very, very big way. And with Jermaine, if I can risk embarrassing him a little bit, for me, was the best player the U.S. men's national team had this World Cup. And so when the opportunity came for us to add Jermaine to the Revolution, it was something that we didn't hesitate to try and make happen.
Actually, the process did involve some hesitation. Jones, who was born in Germany and has spent nearly all of his 14-year career playing there, had expressed interest in moving to MLS even before the World Cup, where he scored against Portugal and energized the U.S. midfield. But league policy meant that all the teams interested in signing him would have to be considered, whatever Jones' preference might have been. According to Stephen Goff, who writes about soccer for The Washington Post, the procedure for determining where a designated player ends up has been and remains bizarre and mysterious.
In the end, it didn't matter which team he went to. He was still going to receive the same amount of money. The question was how they would decide which team acquires him. And it came down to a blind draw, which has been rightly ridiculed by fans and media since it took place.
The losers in the so-called blind draw were the Chicago Fire. They'd apparently been negotiating with Jermaine Jones and his agent before New England opted in. But after nearly two decades, shouldn't MLS have developed a system of player signings that doesn't leave people scratching their heads and wondering what a blind draw might be? Stephen Goff thinks so.
Is the MLS system perfect? No, certainly not. After 19 years of existence, should MLS have a better system in place, or at least a more transparent system in place? Yeah.
Among those who were optimistic that a better system might be coming is Don Ruiz, who covers the Seattle Sounders for the News Tribune. He sees the confusion that has attended some of the designated player signings as attributable to the league's determination to maintain centralized control over player movement in order to promote parity and spread the wealth.
I think, in general, the feeling might be more that United States and Canada soccer leagues have sort of come and gone. And so this one, I think, is sort of claiming some survival exceptions in a way that maybe surviving TOPS fairness and thriving TOPS fairness in certain ways.
The team Don Ruiz covers, the Seattle Sounders, are already thriving. They are successful on the field. The Sounders lead the league in attendance by an enormous margin, and according to Ruiz, they've figured out how to use the designated player rule to their advantage.
From that first expansion season, they have had DPs, starting with Freddie Lundberg, and the next season, Blaise Couffaut, and had very much mixed results. Then they sort of changed their philosophy a little bit to try and go a little bit more with mid-career players rather than players later in their career making sort of victory laps. And also they've begun using the designated player rule as a way to retain some of their best players.
Mid-career hardly describes Jermaine Jones, who is 32. But on Tuesday, Jones assured Revolution fans that they wouldn't regret their team's use of the designated player rule to bring him to New England.
I'm not a guy to like to lose. We have a young team. Maybe sometimes I have to kick some guys in his ass, but only in a good way. So I like to win, and I will try everything that we get some wins.
The Revolution would be delighted with more wins, certainly, and perhaps even more delighted if Jones helped them get their average attendance, now a little over 15,000 per game, a little closer to Seattle's 43,000.